Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from Psalm 119 again. We're making our way through. We're almost through. And we're in verses 164 through 166. And by the way, I'm really excited what we're going to be covering next. It's going to be the Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew. And wow, it's such a rich series of passages. So just get excited for that. So here's what it says. 7 times every day I praise you because of your right rulings. Those who love your law have an abundance of peace, and nothing along their paths can cause them to stumble. I wait for your salvation, O Eternal One, and I live out your commands. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, could it be today that we could live out your commands? Like, we could live it out. Like, people would see you in us. Like, someone would stop us on the corner and just say, there's something different about you. Or they would see our good deeds and glorify our Father who is in heaven, which is really the point of the good deeds. It's not to point to me and say, I'm so cool, look at these cool good deeds I'm doing. It's more like, no, I serve you, and my hope and my heart and our hopes and our hearts are that people would see you in the midst of what we do. And so please help us to live out your commands. And Lord, I love the beginning of this passage. 7 times every day I praise you. So today I just offer a challenge to my listeners that they would take 7 times today. Maybe it's when they wake up. Maybe it's at every meal. So wake up is 1. Every meal would be 4. So that's, you know, because you have 3 meals. 1 plus 3 is 4. And then you need 3 more, so maybe the middle of the afternoon snack. So maybe I just do everything around food. So that would be 5, and before you go to bed would be 6. And then let's throw in the time, let's say when you are on social media would be 7. So let's choose today, Lord, and give us the power and the wherewithal and the joy of choosing 7 times today to praise you. Lord, I know and I confess that I battle covetousness, and I have in the past, and I've written about it recently, and it's on top of mind right now. And Lord, when I'm coveting what somebody else has, it's ugly and I'm ashamed of it. And I'm so sorry, Lord, because it shows that I do not have faith in your beautiful plan for my life, and I'm looking elsewhere. So forgive me for that. But I know that the remedy of covetousness is praise. It is thankfulness. It's gratitude. And so, Lord, instead of us looking out there to see what other people have and what we don't and have like expectations dashed and frustrated, I pray instead that we would take these 7 times during the day today to count our blessings and to thank you for them. And Lord, when I just had this experience this week where I saw a fellow author who had some really cool things happen to her, and I love her so much, and I'm actually super glad that she had that. But there was that moment of, oh no, it's not me, I didn't get that thing. And immediately I saw it for what it was, and I said, oh Lord, please forgive me for that thought. And then you were so good, Lord, to show me all the amazing things that you've done already, and that I don't want someone else's journey. I only want my own journey. And how great it is to know that you've opened up relationships to me that you've opened up to nobody else, that you've opened up spaces of ministry that you've opened up to nobody else, that you've opened up family relationships that nobody else could have, because I'm the only mom of those 3 kids, and I'm the only wife of that husband, and I'm the only cousin of that cousin. And so, Lord, help us to be thankful for our lot in life and where you've placed us, and that we're part of your strategic plan, and that there is hope in the midst of it, and we can be grateful. And so today, Lord, help us to take a gratitude shower. Help us to bathe, to cleanse ourselves with gratitude instead of being bitter and myopic and looking only at ourselves and being crabby. Help us to look outward and just thank you for all the things that you have done. Thank you that you give us an abundance of peace. And that's what we're really asking for today. I pray for the peaceless person today. I pray that you would grant peace, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that comes in the midst of turmoil, the peace that comes when you're getting yelled at, the peace that can come when you have a bad health diagnosis and you're so, so, so worried, the peace that comes when you've recently lost a loved one, the peace that comes when you've been greatly disappointed by somebody. Lord, that's the peace that passes understanding. We desperately need it right now, and I pray it over my audience, and I pray that you would provide it in supernatural ways, in abundant measures, and then we'll spend those 7 times today thanking you for that peace that you have given us. Thank you, Jesus, for being the Prince of Peace. I pray this in your peaceful Prince of Peace name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you lack peace, you can always go to the Prince of Peace. And he is not the kind of God who pushes you away and shames you, but he opens his arms and he welcomes you. And so just let it go. Jump on his lap and be embraced today.